Have we reached a crossroads? We've lived very well by using and abusing other humans and our environment. We were 6% of the world's people, controlling 60% of its resources. For decades, though, our luck has been waning. Still, it seemed possible that the pie, read World Economy, would grow fast enough that we might be able to share it more fairly without too much sacrifice by us. And technology, ingenuity, and some self-discipline might mitigate environmental disruption. Maybe that can happen, if we face who we are and how we affect the world, protect ourselves from violence, retain what we can of our lifestyle, but realize we cannot rule like lords forever. Stop hiding from climate change and try to take the lead in mitigating it. This path would dent our pride, but the changes would be bearable. Or we can double down, tell the world to bug off, usurp what we can of the world's growing wealth, punish anyone who fights us, and leave others to clean up our environmental and political messes. Give up on being some shining example of democracy and become a pariah among nations. We seem to be stumbling down that second path. Take our border. It's not the emergency, Trump claims, but a humanitarian crisis. Certain Central American nations are almost uninhabitable, which is partly our fault. Traffickers mislead folks about their chances for asylum here, while Trump's huffing and puffing draws greater attention to the border. Bringing undocumented people to the U.S. was once a $300 mom-and-pop deal. Now it costs $7,000. Working closely with drug cartels, traffickers get passengers from home to our border in 5 days, but lie to the passengers, rape some, and leave folks in dangerous situations. When big refugee groups reach New Mexico's remote boot heel, we're asking too much of our Border Patrol officers. People have died. We must add personnel and infrastructure there, try to help repair the damage in Central America, and warn people that asylum here is a long shot. Trump proposes to wreck our economy further and screw up our southwestern environment to build a huge wall that experts say we don't need. Not now, anyway. But following Trump's leads could make folks want a wall someday. Our country is a bastion of privilege. In South Africa, decades after apartheid ended, millions of blacks live in abject poverty in shacks without water or power, while whites, 8% of the population, still own 73% of the land, including vast, beautiful farms. Now and then, a white farm family gets murdered. Some well-armed whites are preparing for civil war. Trump's USA could soon feel like that. As climate change harms countries' ability to grow food, hunger could increase people's rage in what Trump calls shithole countries, many of which we've helped keep back. Desperation could increase migration. If we remain arrogant, will some armed border crossers start killing seemingly rich ranching families for the fun of it and for revenge? Sorry that's so grim. We can correct course. We will get past Trump, but he's more symptom than cause. We must watch all our political and business leaders closely.